Good afternoon, everyone. Today is March 4th, 2014, and this is Alexandra Metters of GalacticConnection.com. I feel that I have a very important update today with COBRA and a lot of information to review. This is our regularly scheduled monthly review of the galactic perspective of events that occurred in the month of February and before. So I want to welcome COBRA. Thank you for coming on again. How are you today?
I'm very good, thank you.
Good. So COBRA, I noticed that you put an update up there regarding the situation in the Ukraine today. And I was wondering, skepticism as to it having something to do as well with the Federal Reserve and the fact that they have the bankruptcy coming forward. Is that not involved with this at all?
This speculation about the bankruptcy of Federal Reserve being involved with this comes from a short post by Benjamin Fulford last Friday or Saturday. It's a very complex situation, and reset of the financial system is indirectly involved, but there are many other factors involved as well.
Well, can you give us a little bit more of an update as to what it's very difficult for those that are not in that region of the world to fully understand the complexities of what's going on in Russia. I noticed that there are many players involved, and I was wondering, can you give us an idea of who you feel would be the opportune leader to come forth through the Ukraine at this point? Because I know there's presidential elections coming up soon.
It's a matter of people deciding their own destiny. What life forces would suggest would be that people vote in every region of that country how they see their future, and then people can negotiate and make agreements, and this can form the future of that country. This can shape the future of that country. I would like to say that the reason this situation has escalated is because the cabal wants to trigger another conflict, like they tried in Syria, like they tried in many other countries. And the life forces are working with their full power to prevent the escalation of conflict. And this is the reason why we're having that meditation. So the situation is that there are many layers to this. One layer, I would say the most obvious layer, is the fight for oil and natural reserves between the Western interests, European Union, and the Eastern interests of Putin and Russia. This is the topmost layer of the situation. And there are deeper layers of the situation, and the next one is the Jesuits trying to manipulate. There was, a legitimate protest going on in Ukraine. And then the Jesuits and the Dark Cabal has hijacked that protest and wanted to create a violent situation. They succeed to a certain degree. They try to involve Russia into conflict. And in the way Putin had to respond, but at this moment, the Eastern Alliance is trying to calm down the situation so there will be no full military confrontation.
Now, you said that there were no shots fired when the Ukrainians surrendered. How is that possible?
It is because there was an agreement on the top levels of government and militaries there will be a peaceful surrender. But I have received news about 1 hour ago. There are still certain Ukrainian military bases that don't want to surrender. And this might be a problem in the next few hours, next few days.
Wow. So the peace in the Crimea, is that actually still intact, is being restored?
It is fragile. It is intact at this moment, but I cannot guarantee what will happen in the next hours.
Okay.
But most likely, it will be preserved. The life forces are doing whatever they can to preserve the peace in that region.
Okay. So it's touch and go at this point. Now, you know, I wanted to ask you also about Fulford's comment. It says the Russians say the latest shenanigans in the Ukraine meant the cabal had crossed a red line and that Russia was not ready for the war. This is several days back. What is the red line that they crossed?
it's a very complex situation. There are many, I would say, ultimatums, negotiations on various levels, not just concerning Ukraine, but the whole situation on the planet taking place. And the Cabal has crossed several of those red lines, and the Light Forces had to respond. So those red lines that were crossed, some of them I need to keep confidential at this moment. But in the Ukraine, one of the red lines that was crossed was the removal of the president of Ukraine up until now. Of course, I need to add that this president was not a saint. He had his own human flaws, and of course he was subjected to quite much of grief. But he was still elected president of that country at a certain moment, and when he was removed from power, this created a certain very unstable situation, which actually allowed the Cabal for a certain period of time to forward their plans. And then the Eastern Alliance had to respond to the situation.
Interesting. You're referring to Yanukovych, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I just was curious. So that whole thing about the Russian protests being staged through CIA protesters, is that accurate in getting this whole thing fired up?
Okay, actually, there were genuine protesters on both sides. And then the Cabal has infiltrated the protesters, and the snipers, of course, were not genuine protesters. They were imported through the Middle East into Ukraine.
Oh, God, it's so complicated. Well, the other question I had for you... Fulford mentions the initial rioters at had American baseball caps and brown shoes with laces, but there are no brown shoe laces in Kyiv, and only I wear a baseball cap. It sounded to me almost as if, you know, these are supposed to be supposed spies. Why would they wear something that was obviously not fitting in with that section of the world? It sounds like a stage performance to me.
Okay, this information from my source is not completely correct. There were many different people with many different clothing, different styles of clothing present there, and this is not the only group that was there. So I cannot completely confirm this information.
Okay. And so now, is it true, Cobra, that at the Olympics they actually staved off a nuclear attack?
There were threats about such an attack, but they were not serious.
Wow, okay. Because there's a lot of information flying around that...
I would need to add that nuclear attack at this point is impossible, because the Light Force have technology to block any nuclear detonation of a significant size, and this will not be allowed to happen.
So now, is this a new development? I don't think I've ever heard you say it with that much... passion.
Well, it's not a new development, but now I can say it's much more openly.
Okay. Now, is there also something to do with the U.S. government going bankrupt? There's been an awful lot of speculation about this last week and even the end of February that the United States government was supposed to be going bankrupt, and this was predicted by March 4th. Is there any validity to this?
This is a very old prediction. And this prediction was accurate to a certain degree. I would not say accurate to the date, but the process itself is unfolding right now in this time period.
Okay. And now it says here the United States America Corporation has managed to stave off bankruptcy once again, but Kerry supposedly went to China begging for money, and there were all kinds of strings attached. What types of strings would you say were attached as far as with the United States government and China at this point in time?
Actually, as you probably know, Chinese are buying a lot of real estate in the United States.
Yes.
And this actually opens even more room for them to buy land cheaply.
So it's a real estate exchange.
This is one aspect of it, of course, and also natural resources.
Okay. Wow. Phew. Okay.
And actually, what the Cabal needs to keep their financial system running is not just fiat money, they need solid gold, because at the deepest level of the financial system, it can only operate if there is gold present. This is a well-kept secret, but if the cabal has zero gold, absolutely zero gold, the whole structure collapses immediately, very, very quickly. So they have to grab a little bit of gold here and there to keep the machine running.
So now you and I had talked so many times before about how the gold is actually been kept off-world, so to speak. And I interviewed Karen Hudes last week regarding the locations of the gold. She rattled off quite a few different areas. Is that the difference between registered gold and unregistered gold?
Okay. Most of what people say when they say there is gold, they have some documentation which proves there was gold at that location at a certain point in history. There was gold in the Bank of Hawaii years ago. There was gold in Zurich years ago, but now it's gone.
Ah.
And the cabal, the most effective way for the cabal to get gold is through the, you see, in every little town there are shops which are buying gold scrap from citizens.
Yes.
And this is how they get their gold right now. And then they remelt it, and then they put it back into the banking system.
Interesting. So now apparently Neil Keenan, as you know, has been very active with the collateral accounts, and he thinks the cabal will crash the system just to scare the hell out of people, was, I think, one of his comments. Is he not referring to the actual event and putting some fear around that? I mean, is the event, the reval, the financial reset, the shift, all these things, are they not all basically the same thing?
Okay. The Jesuits and the cabal, they have a plan for their own version of the reset. And he is probably speaking about that plan. And that plan will not be successful. The actual event, reset and revaluation, will actually be the victory of the light forces and complete defeat of the cabal. So there is nothing to be afraid in that sense.
Good. That's good to hear. And, you know, that kind of pops a question up in my head as far as when I was interviewing Karen, one of the comments that I asked her about was how many countries were within the World Bank membership. And one of the ones that was missing was North Korea. She was not sure who the others were. Can you elucidate me on that and allow me to figure out who is not part of the World Bank?
Well, I don't have that information right at the moment. The only thing I can say is that North Korea was a special experiment created by the cabal in the 50s to completely close a country, isolate a country, to create maximum entropy as possible, and also to isolate that country from the banking system, worldwide banking system, as much as possible.
And
the only way the Koreans managed to survive somehow is because they had a little bit of their own gold reserves, which they sold through the open market and through the black market to somehow survive those years.
I think there was an article that crossed my desk about how there's been some media attention on the labor camps there. Is that correct? Are they finally getting some attention through the media?
Yes, unfortunately, there are many labor camps which are close to what the Nazi concentration camps were in World War II, and there are, I think, about 250,000 people held up in those camps.
Jeez.
And this is one of the worst situations that has to be resolved at the time of the event. Of course, the light forces will enter the country and will liberate the people and erase those camps from the surface.
Now, what is the advantage of the reunification of Korea? I mean, there's been some talk about that. Who is assisting that and who benefits from that?
Actually, it is a plan of the light forces, but most likely this will not be successful before the event, simply because the event will happen sooner than this. It's a slow process, and the slow political process is not fast enough for the plan of the life forces, and in all likelihood, the event will happen far before any such reunification can take place.
Okay. Yeah, and I noticed that you said the resistance has had to kind of redo their plan of bringing things about. One of the questions, too, I had for you that's constantly coming through my email is the concern of the climate change, the chemtrails, and the fact that, you know, here's another quote by Kerry. He says, in the sense of climate change can now be considered another weapon of mass destruction, perhaps even the world's most fearsome weapon. And he was threatening Indonesia. People are really concerned because the chemtrails have not let up. I mean, like, at all, Cobra. Can you clarify how are the Galactics intervening at all in this aspect? And if they are, how are they doing it?
Okay, first of all, most of those are not chemtrails, are just contrails. This is natural exhaust from the plane in high in the atmosphere. And those who are chemtrails, they will not be removed completely before the event. And after the event, of course, the life forces will be able to introduce technology to remove all this and heal the ecosystem very quickly.
Okay, because, I mean, the chemtrails, in my opinion, are very clear. You can very clearly see them. And they've been very, very heavy. Like, everyone has been noticing that across the world. Is there a reason for that? I mean, is it something planetarily related?
Yes, it's happening everywhere.
But, I mean, it seems like they've really upped it, you know, the expense.
It's a psychological perception. I think the number is more or less quite stable, sometimes a little bit more, sometimes a little bit less, but I would not be so worried about that. The situations which concern our own life are mostly food poisoning, water poisoning, and financial situation. These are three main key aspects of the cabal control on human population.
Well, and I do agree with that, but the chemtrails, they do poison our food, do they not?
Yes, there are much more effective ways of food poisoning. Actually, the whole food production includes adding certain chemicals on purpose in the food to change the psychological and biological makeup of human beings.
Well, yeah, I agree.
This is far more dangerous.
Yes. So, okay, let me ask you this. Can you give us any updates on what went down in the recent G20 meeting in Australia? Apparently, there was talk about confiscating money from private bank accounts. Any comments?
Well, this was just continuation of the old claims. Actually, they couldn't come to any drastic conclusions, any drastic new agreements or modifications of their plans. The reason being, the cabal is quite in a state of panic. They don't know how to solve the situation because they know they're becoming more and more aware that they're being cornered. And they haven't found any way out. So they are now trying with things like, they're trying now in Ukraine to force an exit for them. But of course, this will just backfire and they will get even deeper into the trap.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and another comment that he made, Benjamin made, was J.P. Morgan has been stealing money from countries with financial IT systems that are vulnerable to hacking. And he listed Japan, Turkey, Ukraine, Philippines, Argentina. I guess my question to you is, at what point would they be able to stop it? Wouldn't they be able to infiltrate and penetrate anyone who is within the financial banking system, meaning corporations? I mean, you know what I mean?
Actually, J.P. Morgan has an agreement with NSA, and they have hacking technology to actually hack any bank account they wish at any moment for quite some time.
Okay, so here's a biggie. Please let me know what you think about this. What is the ultimate reason for all of the so-called banker suicides, which apparently have been murders? I mean, somebody that decides to shoot himself with a nail gun doesn't seem to be the ultimate way to off yourself, I might add. And there's a lot of speculation about the bigger banks taking out huge tax benefits by taking out life insurance policies on these workers. You've got that. You've got a couple other suggestions where they were getting killed because they were possibly going to blow the whistle. What is your perspective?
They were killed because they were going to blow the whistle about gold price manipulation. This was number one, and of course the foreign exchange manipulation also, forex exchange as well. But the main factor was the gold price manipulation, because when this becomes common knowledge, this creates this could be a potential fatal blow to the financial system. And the removal of those bankers was ordered by the banking cabal, such as J.P. Morgan and other, and was executed by some other people, I would say.
Okay.
That are also tied to the cabal.
So, I mean, do you think this is just going to keep coming, and there's no protection for these bankers that want to step forward? I mean, is there any, you know, resolution for these guys that want to actually provide information about their corrupt institutions?
I would suggest them to wait a little bit. The situation has changed since last Friday. It's not yet the same. They are getting some protection. The protection is not yet complete. And the cabal will not be able to remove any of those bankers anymore unpunished. It's not possible.
Excellent.
So the rules of the game have changed.
That's fantastic news. That's great.
But still, those bankers who would like to leak some information, would like to expose whatever they wish to expose, need to wait a little bit longer.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. So, now, Cobra, I've asked you this before a little bit, but I was doing some digging, and I found that the BRICS nations actually have their own development bank. Is that development bank working outside the current financial system?
Unfortunately, no bank is working outside the current financial system, because if you want to transfer money, if you want to do any kind of banking, you need to be tied to the current financial system. The good news is that all those institutions can very easily transition to the new system when it will be implemented.
Excellent. So would you say that the BRICS Development Bank is already an example of that?
It is being prepared to become an example of that.
Okay. Now, for those that are not that aware of the International Court of Justice, could you explain to the audience what the significance of this institution is and how long it's been established and how its rulings will impact our shift into the Golden Age?
This institution is the first attempt of the light forces to restore the law on this planet. And its purpose is to expose the crimes of the Vatican and other cabal factions, and try to bring justice to the situation. And this is just the first of many developments in this region. There will be new courts of justice formed just shortly before the event, or at the event, or shortly after the event, which will be the next logical phase in that development.
So do you feel that the International Court of Justice will be the rule of the land, so to speak?
Pardon?
Do you feel that it will be the overlying rule of the world versus the country courts, you know, the international courts versus the individual,
I would say this is a transitional institution. It's not the final phase yet.
Okay.
So after the event, this will most likely morph into something else.
Interesting. Okay. And when I was interviewing Karen, she mentioned that the proceeds of the IRS tax receipts are all going either to the City of London or the Vatican. And we talked a little bit about the Homo capensis. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about that this species supposedly is behind the Black Pope. Could you inform us on who that is and where they come from?
Who's supposed to be behind the Black Pope?
The Homo capensis species, which is the elongated skulls that have been found in Paracas and places
okay,
like that.
I cannot confirm that. I can confirm that most of the IRS proceeds go first to the City of London and then to the Vatican, to the Jesuits. I can completely confirm that, but The other information I cannot support. It's not actually what my sources say and what I regard as truth.
Okay. Okay. And are you familiar with Wolfgang Strack as being the designated signatory for gold?
Okay, I would say there are many people who claim to be the signatories for the gold, and the resistance movement has communicated there is no signatory for the gold because the gold belongs to all humanity. Mm-hmm. It's that simple. It doesn't belong to the dragons, it doesn't belong to China, it doesn't belong to the Vatican, it doesn't belong to the cabal, it doesn't belong to the United States, it belongs to every human being on this planet. Equally.
And that feels really right to me. And one of the questions I had asked her was, that's an awfully large responsibility on the shoulders of one individual, you know. Why wouldn't he have already been taken out if he had the signatory rights to all the gold on the planet?
You see, there were many people who had documents who supposedly have proven that he or somebody else is that signatory. But you see, all those documents are recognized by some entities and not by the others. And therefore, there is no real signatory of the gold. As I said before, the gold belongs to humanity.
Interesting.
And there is no individual that has the responsibility to be the signatory.
Okay, well, thank you.
And the whole story about the collateral account actually has some, there are some facts which have been hidden and some facts which are not exactly as they are presented.
Mm. And can you share that with us?
Yeah, a little bit, yes. Actually, most of the gold which ended there actually was extracted from the earth during the centuries by the toll and labor of simple peasants, people who were working day after day, was collected by the landlords, stored there, and then collected by the royal dynasties of the West and the East. And they claimed the ownership of that gold. But in fact, this gold belongs to everybody. So the resistance movement does not recognize the claims of any individual group to that gold. And this was the reason of there was some, I would say, not a conflict, it was a negotiation between the dragons and the resistance movement about 2 years ago. And this was one of the reasons dragons didn't want to let go of that gold. This was one of the reasons why this process was taking longer than expected. And the resistance movement has simply removed all the gold from the surface, stored it underground, and will return it to humanity after the event.
Interesting. And can you go over a little bit on how it will be returned to humanity?
It will be brought back to the surface. It will be stored in right now undisclosed locations on the surface, and it will form the backbone of the new financial system.
Mm, interesting. So, Cobra, do you think that the world leaders are scrambling to make transitions into this new financial system?
Actually, it's not so much concerning the world leaders. It's more of a domain of bankers and the economists to do the transition. The transition itself will actually be very easy and not stressful. There were many countries that made the transition from one type of financial system to the other, and usually this is not a complicated thing. For example, most of European countries went from their own national currencies to euro, and it was an effortless transition because it was prepared for quite a long time. So the transition to the new financial system will be quite smooth, and it will not cause stress to human beings. What will be more drastic will be the realization that people will receive through the mass media about the real nature of what was happening on this planet.
Excellent.
And the introduction of the extraterrestrial presence and the removal of the cabal. This will be the more drastic aspect of the whole transition.
Now, you mentioned that the gold is ours, the people of the world. But how are we going to be able to keep this transparent and not just have another new faction of power grabbing and, you know, ego involved people taking control again?
First, these goals will be, the whole transition, the goal will be monitored by the resistance movement and the forces of light. Second, the goals will be openly seen, so people will be able to go there and see it. It will be stored, it will not be traded on open market. Most of that gold is actually, will actually be there to anchor the new financial system. And a little bit of the gold will be on the open market for the needs of individuals, for jewelry, for gold coins, and for industry, for reasons of that nature. But the vast majority of the gold will not be in the open market. It will be stored in a location that will be public. It will be accessible to every human being.
Totally different concept, huh? So, okay, Cobra, tell me a little bit about the rumors that have been flying around. This has been going on since 2001. I would like to hear, is it true that the corporations of each of the states and Washington, D.C. have been dissolved?
Again, you need to discern between theory and practice. So there are rumors flying around, rumors that the Republic has been restored. Every few days you read something about it on the internet, but the actual Republic will be restored when the cabal is removed from power.
So basically, the actual legal aspects of disentangling the state from the United States of America corporation has not gone down.
You see, any legal decision is only valid when it's enforced. Mm-hmm. Until then, it's just a theory, just a piece of paper.
Okay, that's what you mean. Okay, got it. Now, a comment that Karen made was, if you buy a World Bank bond, you are empowered to fight for international law as an individual. Can you comment on that?
Yes, I would agree with that. And some people, it's an avenue for some people. Can, for example, for her and from her perspective, it's a good way to for more sovereignty and self-empowerment and to gain advantage for the life forces against the cabal and the banking and the central bankers.
Okay. And do you agree that the Jesuits nor the politicians are no longer controlling the military?
I would say that the cabal and the Jesuits still control one part of the military, but I would also say that the positive military has been and is intact, and when the time comes, is fully functional and ready to spring into action in a way that has been described many times again over in the last few years.
Okay. And another comment that was made was, it says local sheriffs, U.S. marshals, white hats in the Pentagon, and U.S. allies are calling for the rule of the law. These groups will be calling the shots. So my question to you is, if the corporations of the states are null and void, let's just say theoretically.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
They are. Yes.
Okay. Does that not mean that the local police forces are actually operating on a law that no longer rules the land? You know, for example, the police force enforces codes and policies, not law.
Yes, that's true.
Okay,
that's true. But again, theoretically, in practice, those codes and policies are being enforced daily because the cabal supports the whole structure.
Okay, I'm really glad you clarified this. This is really going to answer a lot of questions for a lot of people. So theoretically, we've done some work. It's been done, but it's just not being implemented because of the cabal ruling the actual law.
Actually, the theoretical part has been completed about 1.5 years ago already.
Okay.
For, I would say, for the vast majority of the states and for the vast majority of the aspects of the system. But the practical part is enforcing that law, making it alive, in real life. And this comes with the whole process of the event, removal of the cabal, and then, of course, the rule of the common law can be reinstated.
Okay. Now, do you agree, too, that all of these trusts, you know, the prosperity packages, the Hollow Earth Trust, there's so many of them. The OPPT, Karen just flat out says they're all a scam. Do you agree with that?
I don't agree with that. I would say that there are many attempts to reform the situation, to change the situation. Not all of them have any power. Some of them are plans, some of them are theory, and most of them are not scams. Yes, some of them are scams, but for example, the Nassara, it's an actual law that will be implemented at the time of the event.
Yeah, I was really surprised because she says that was a total scam, and I've been following.
I would not always agree with her information sources.
Yes, yeah. Well, this is why I'm bringing it up, to compare it with you. So, okay, now, Cobra, what is your opinion on Obama flying out to Pope Francis and signing an agreement that was supposedly something to do with the formation of another world government? Can you elaborate on that?
Yes, actually, he's making pacts with the Jesuits.
Oh, that's not good.
It's not the first one.
Okay. Now, was there actually a drill of some sort that went down within the banking system around the middle of February?
No.
Okay. Was there some sort of attempt made on the part of the cabal to cause a tsunami on the east coast of the United States?
Again, no.
No. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good. Now, what is behind the whole New Mexico leaking of radiation? Was that deliberate? Have you heard about that?
A little bit, yes. You see, extraordinary claims require a little bit more of the evidence. So I would like to see a link with the radiation measurements. I would like to see something from a more scientific perspective because most people make those claims without any real backup evidence.
Now, I did have somebody write in to me about this, and he asked me to ask you. It says, my conundrum is this. If the Geiger counter readings say unsafe levels and young college students ages 19 to 20 are dying of sudden cardiac arrest from surfing in our waters, how can we still say that we're safe from the radiation? And he just wanted to know if he's saying that even though the ratings are high, that the radiation is not deleterious because it's being altered somehow to be safe. Is that what he's actually saying?
As I said, again, I would need to see some independent measurements of that radiation. And all the medical symptoms can come from many different causes, not just radiation. And then I would be able to make a more informative comment on this.
Now, do you feel that there's been galactic intervention to lower the amount of radiation that's being released from the Fukushima disaster?
Yes, of course.
Good. And the same goes with the chemtrails, right?
The same goes with the chemtrails, with radiation, with environmental pollution, and on and on.
And how about GMOs?
The same.
Okay. So we are...
To a certain degree. Otherwise, this... species would not survive.
I was going to say. So, I mean, we are receiving assistance. We just can't see it with our own two eyes.
There is much assistance. Humanity has been saved many times over in the last few decades. Many, many times over.
Now, Cobra, do you feel that there is an opportunity to truly shut down the NSA's spy center by denying water and electricity to this facility?
It is a possibility, yes.
Do you feel like this Michael Bolden person that's behind it, apparently he was a Hall of Honor member of the Freedom Force, do you feel that he has what it takes to get this to happen? I mean, it just seems like we're up against a very humongous institution.
Again, it's possible. If he gets enough support, a critical mass of support in key places, yes, it can happen.
Okay. And what are the ramifications of Edward Snowden returning back to the United States?
Well, that's a tricky situation because if he comes back to the United States, he loses a lot of leverage. He will not be able to release intel so freely.
So why would Ron Paul be launching a petition to have him gain clemency?
Well, there are many reasons for this. The first one is that... this is simply an act of discharging the whole emotional charge on the situation, because if he's allowed to return, that will give more courage to other whistleblowers to risk more.
So it's a precedence, right, legally?
Yes.
Good point.
You understand. If he was able to do it without serious consequences, other people will be willing to risk more.
Very good point. Thank you for that. That's a really good point. So tell us a little bit about TPP. Apparently, they've now determined that the banking positions, the people that are making up the executive positions came from very high-level banking positions. What is your feeling about the impetus of that agreement? Do you feel that it is as serious as they talk about, and is there anything we can do to stop it?
Well, there are many attempts to stop it, or at least delay it. And in a way, it is serious, but there are many ways to reduce its impact.
Such as?
Well, it's like an activism of the people.
Okay.
Can do much. Petitions, awareness, blogs, networking.
So it gets back to the power of the people.
Yes.
So now, what about the whole Bitcoin situation? They arrested two of the largest dealers and charged them with money laundering and operating with an unlicensed money transmitting service. Is this true? If so, I mean, were they set up, or is it just because they want to bring Bitcoin to its knees?
They want to destroy Bitcoin. The cabal wants to destroy Bitcoin because it's a dangerous alternative to the current financial system. Of course, the Bitcoin will not be the backbone of the new financial system, but if there is an alternative, it challenges the monopoly of the current financial system, and the cabal doesn't want that.
Okay.
So they will do whatever they can to destroy Bitcoin.
That's unfortunate.
And this is precisely the reason why Bitcoin is not entirely safe as a currency.
Yeah, exactly. Now, to kind of change the direction I'm going in, I wanted to ask you about Iraq. This came across my desk, and I thought it was very different. Iraq is now executing 26 people accused of terrorism, and it says the UN says that the executions are cruel and inhumane, but the spokesman of the Iraqi government says capital punishment is the only way to put an end to violent opposition to the government. What is your perspective on that? Is this something that would normally have not reached us in the old days? And the fact that we have alternative media, we're even hearing about this in the first place?
Yes, things like this were happening in almost all the countries all the time, but they were censored.
Okay. I mean, is this, in your opinion, is this a good sign? Because as you know, from the Western perspective and all the media programming, we are constantly being told that Iraq is a terrorist country and, you know, so on and so forth. So is this kind of a gleam of seeing that the alternative media is presenting us some truth?
Well, the alternative media is definitely bringing more truth than the mass media.
Yeah, that's for sure. That is for sure. Now, a lot of people, last time I interviewed you, said Putin is the human being with his flaws. I do not agree with everything that he does, but he is supporting the agenda of the light forces right now. I've had quite a few people write in and say, look, you know, the guy is just skanky, and he's got a really bad reputation. How does Cobra really see that he is supporting the light forces?
He does not belong to the light forces, but at this moment, he supports the agenda of the light forces, simply because the agenda of the light forces is to remove the cabal, and of course Putin wants to remove the cabal as well. So this is just simply joint interest. He's not a saint, he is not a hero, he is a typical, I would say, politician with a typical amount of greed and not very just treatment of human beings, but this is actually happening everywhere on the planet.
Yeah. And would you
no exception in any way, not for worse, not for better.
Would you say that Obama falls into that same category?
Not completely, because Obama has been controlled to the point when he cannot actually express his free will any longer.
Okay. Wow. So did you want to comment at all on, you gave a flurry of encrypted messages from February 17th through February 28th. Can you comment on that? Because people are going crazy trying to figure out what you're saying, you know, trying to decrypt the message.
Those messages are intended for the resistance movement agents on the surface, and they are not intended for the surface population. So this is my comment.
Okay. And this is why I'm not pushing it. I knew you were going to say that. Okay. So can you also give us an update on what's going on in the Congo? Has there been any success with the portal there being shut down or at least being...
Not yet.
Okay. Okay, so we still need to work on that, all you emissaries of light out there. Okay, now, this is a question that's a little bit off of the political scheme of things. Now, a comment was made that the Earth is struggling with the mixing of DNA between species and that this itself has caused the havoc that has wrecked us on as a whole. Do you agree with that, and if so, why?
Partially. There was a lot of genetic experimentation in Atlantis that led to various mutations and degradation of consciousness. And, of course, this has supported the dark agenda on the planet. So I would say genetic experimentation and mixing of species is very dangerous. It is not something to be taken lightly.
Okay, so now when you say mixture of species, a lot of people, when they think of Atlantis, they think of a human being mixed with a horse, you know, or a human being mixed with a bird or whatever. Are you talking actually about the mixture of the species of, say, you know, a Sirian with a Pleiadian or a Nocturne with an Andromedan? Can you comment on that?
There were genetic experimentations that were quite wild, but in most cases was just genetic mixing of various extraterrestrial races, and the most dangerous combination was mixing of extraterrestrial DNA with human DNA, which in unskilled hands can lead to disaster, and it led to disaster in many ways.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification. That will answer some people's questions. Okay, so Cobra, do you feel that since we live in this matrix that we actually do have free will?
Yes, everybody has a free will, and of course, this free will has been compromised with all the pressure from the cabal, but there is a spark of free will that never dies. And if you just enhance and grow that spark of free will, it will grow until you finally get liberated in your full sovereignty. And full sovereignty is not just a declaration that you sign. It's not a pose. It is a process of enhancing and empowering that spark of free will until you become a fully empowered, liberated being.
Excellent. I couldn't have said it better. Now, Cobra, when you first had your conference in Newport Beach, you had a very specific laid out plan of how the whole event process and unfolding would occur. And I believe it was around December, maybe, you can refresh my memory, you said, you know, things have changed. And it didn't feel as if it was going to be as smooth of a transition. A lot of people are wondering about that. Do you agree with that? And if you do, what is the new plan that you feel is going to take place?
Okay, the basic plan remains the same. It seems there are more elements of the plan which were not disclosed before. The basic plan is still the same. But it is true that the transition might not be as smooth as we have hoped for. That's a possibility.
And when you say not as smooth as we had hoped for, are you talking about we might have riots in the street?
We might have more of instability, riots in the streets, people getting crazy, problems in food supply chain, things of that nature. It's a possibility.
Okay.
Life Force are working on removing all those instabilities in the model time space for the event, but at this moment, not all the problems have been resolved.
Okay. And do you
especially
still...
if we have to trigger the event a little bit beforehand, which is also a possibility.
Okay. And do you still agree that we may be down a week or two without access to funds, or has that been elongated?
Oh, I think this part stays the same. This doesn't change much.
Okay. Okay, cool. Well, that's good news. So, now, getting back to the ships and the fact that there are so many of them surrounding the planet right now, there were a large group of light workers. I usually don't use that term, but there were many of us that were doing some work on the inner plane. And around the 19th or 20th of February, there are several of us that feel that we had a huge breakthrough and that quite a number of additional portals were opened up. I would like to know if you know anything about that. And
yes.
Okay.
I don't remember exactly the date, but it is true there was a certain quite significant movement, a repositioning of the ships of the Galactic Confederation around the Earth, which was happening. And the purpose of this was to next stage of preparation for the event.
Perfect. You just confirmed what we knew, but we wanted to hear what you had heard about. So that's
I think that this happened a few days earlier. It was about February 15th or so.
Yeah, it was somewhere in the middle of... I was pulling that date out, and I didn't know the exact date, but I wasn't sure. Now, this storm that hit the west coast of California, have you heard about it? I mean, it was pretty amazing. We had rain for 3 days or 4 days. It came out of nowhere, and I was wondering if you knew anything about that.
Well, you see, the weather is getting crazy, and the reason the weather is getting crazy is the increased activity of the Galactic Central Sun. If you would live in the 16th or 17th century, the weather was far more crazy than this. So it's nothing extremely unusual.
So this is going to become more common than not, is what you're saying?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Because, yes. You know, we've been in, like, one of the most severe droughts of our time on the West Coast. Okay. And you also made a comment about the invisibles that have actually infested the thinking process. Can you elaborate on who the invisibles are?
Invisibles are entities which are part of the anomaly, are part of the evolution process that went wrong at a certain phase after the creation of the life in this galaxy. And they are actually parasites which infest the etheric and the astral and mental brain, and then compromise the thinking process. Thinking process usually is a creation of a sequence of thoughts, which actually gets initialized by firing electromagnetic signals in the neurons in the etheric and astral and mental brain. And when this parasite gets in the middle of that signal, it blocks the signal. And practically, this means that a certain being who has been infected cannot connect to independent facts in the thinking process, cannot make logical conclusions.
Okay.
And I would say almost every human being has been infected by this to a certain degree.
Now, is this different than the actual implants?
Yes.
Okay.
This is additional to the implants.
Okay.
Matter inside of the brain, which blocks a certain whole area of the brain.
Correct, right. We're seeing that a lot through the implant removals. But I was curious when you said invisibles, that was the first time I saw you use that reference. So you're actually talking about actual beings.
Parasites. Parasitic beings on higher planes inside the brain.
Okay.
The energy bodies.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you for that clarification. And as usual, the whole hour has just flown by. Did you want to add anything regarding the meditation for March 4th?
Actually, this interview will be released after the meditation. But again, of course, we are having this meditation for peace in Ukraine on March 4th. This will be at 9 hours, 12 minutes Ukrainian time, which is, I believe, 11 hours, 12 minutes a.m. California time.
Yes, yes. Actually, yes, you're correct. 11:12 in the morning on Pacific Coast time. Okay, so thank you, Cobra, and thank you, everyone, for listening today. I appreciate you sending in all your questions. We have such a short period of time to cover so much information, and hopefully we can talk Cobra into doing another, like, intermittent interview to go over a lot of the questions that I've collected. Are you up for that, Cobra?
We will see. That might or not, might not be possible, depending on the situation in the next few weeks.
Okay. Okay. Well, stay tuned, everyone, and blessings to everyone. We love you all. And remember, it's the power of the people, keeping positive thoughts, not going into fear, and maintaining your awareness. Right, Cobra?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Okay, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.